Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Intermarriage in Budapest, Hungary, the 50 years before World War II, others say was nearing 40%. Assimilation was terrible. And yet the story is told that one of the Rabbonim of Budapest was discussing how the unbelievable division and the break off of the Orthodox Kehillah from the Neolog, from the Reform, that the Ksav Sefer and Reb Hillel Kolomai and Reb Chaim Sefer, the Machne Chaim, Pelis Chaim, accomplished with their audience, with Franz Joseph, to allow a new Kehillah in every single town to split off from the existing Kehillah, because up till that point, legally, every Jew had to belong to the Kehillah. And in the same Kehillah that you had Mechalalei Shabbos, you had the ultra-Orthodox, and they were eating in the same, from the same Shechita, and they used the same cemetery, same shul, those that used the mikveh, the same mikveh, and they were literally one Kehillah. And it was a terrible influence, and more were falling away. And they had this great accomplishment that the emperor allowed them to create a new Kehillah, which literally meant they had to forego and allow the cemetery to remain by the Neologs, the Shul, the Beis HaShechita, the entire old infrastructure of the Kehillah remained by the Neologs, by the Reform, and they had to rebuild from scratch. So that was called the Teilung, the division of the Kehillahs. So said this person to the Rav of Budapest, who was saying how great the splitting of the Kehillahs was and how it accomplished to preserve Orthodoxy. He says, but don't you see, 40%, 50% are intermarrying here in Budapest. Said the Rav, they're Goyim. It's a famous story and a famous joke, said to be a true story. But the Teilung literally said, Pitam pas akum yeinom yayin nesach. They literally said, whoever doesn't join Orthodoxy, they're imposing upon them a din of akum, to the point that they wouldn't be mechal Shabbos for them if they would get a hatzalah call from them. They were completely divided. And many times, there were two brothers on opposite sides of the fence. And ironically, two first cousins that are on the opposite sides of the divide would be in the same public school, in the same elementary public school, which was mandatory by Hungarian government. Everybody had to attend elementary school. Gentiles and Jews were usually in the same school, and obviously the Neologs, the Reform Jews, and the Orthodox were in the same school as well. So you're doing schoolwork together with a formerly Jewish child who's your first cousin, but you know that your father said he has a din of a guy. It was a terrible division. It was terrible, but that was the war that Ksav Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, and the Machne Chaim, and Rebbe Kolomai, and all the Gedolei Yisrael, felt must be done to save
Kol HaLashon.
Maram Shik, the great Talmud of the Ksav Sofer, also joined the battle. You see unbelievable tshuvas. In the end, all over Sefer Maram Shik, and also in the end of tshuvas Ksav Sofer, you could see how he fights with Aaron Chariner Rabiner, very fierce Chuvis from the Chassam Sofer. In Leib Ivri, they bring that somebody told the Chassam Sofer, you're sitting like an emperor, you're like the emperor of the Jews. He says, but how many times did the Reformed Jews try to make libels against me and succeeded in imprisoning me? Now you're saying, I'm an emperor, but what did I endure to fight for Orthodoxy? But the actual Teilung was the son of the Chassam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer. And they made it takana that you can't speak the language of the country in shul as a pulpit rabbi. You can't speak Hungarian. only Yiddish. The Maram Shik didn't want to agree to this, but he acquiesced to his Chaverim. And this was all a tremendous battle so as to preserve those that don't feel that the identity of a Jew is not, he's a human like the Gentiles. Rather, he's something holy, something different, completely different. He's a neshama and his life is the Torah. But those that feel their life is the same mundane life like everybody else and they're trying to assimilate, well, if they want to assimilate, let them have the din of the one they want to assimilate to and have a din of akum l'chol devrayim, like a Gentile. Echoes of this shocking idea you find in Hilchos Tefillin in the Agayis for Shulchan Aruch, that the Chassam Sofer says that the Bezdin of Kol Yisrael has the power to make a Jew cease to be a Jew. Very shocking words. Because the Rambam, even as sharp as he is against the first generation of Karoim, nevertheless, he says their children are Tinik Shenishbe and you have to be Mechal Shabbos for them, and so on. And they have a din like Jews. And yet, famously, the Netziv in Shaivus Tshuvus Meishuv Dovah Simen Men Dalid is a very fierce opponent of this Tailung and of this zealotry, because he held that once you could go so forceful, that everybody that doesn't think along your lines right away is considered off the pale of orthodoxy, and you could be you could start having battles with everybody that's a little different than you. And it causes sinas chinam and ashkosis amidis. And he was terrified that once you take on this line of action, this anhaga, it'll be from one group of orthodoxy to another, and everybody's going to be fighting and calling the other one a shegit. And he held it's not the derech hayoshar. And yet, in Parshas Balak, in Hamik Dover, is an unbelievable taich of how Jews need to be completely separate from the Heilige Netziv himself. The pasuk says, "Hein am levodav yishkoin uvagoyim lo yischashov." Taich is the Netziv. Hein am, this nation, when they stay levodav, they're separate from the Gentiles. Yishkoin, they'll rest in peace and in dignity. Uvagoyim, but if they try to merge with the Gentiles, which seemingly should make the Gentiles love them all the more, it'll be a miracle. Lo yischashov, that they won't even be considered human. They'll be considered like insects to trample on. Hofach libam lisno yamoy, the miracle of the hatred of the nations is so miraculous. Because Rashi says in Eicha ki ata osisa that the hatred is because the natural hatred, because we don't intermarry, and because we don't wine and dine with the nations in their restaurants, because it's not kosher. So we tell Hashem ki ata osisa, it's your fault that the nations hate us. We don't have common grandparents. We never wine and dine together. That's what Rashi says in Eicha on the pasuk ki ata osisa. But when we do wine and dine with them, and we try to assimilate, it's the greatest miracles of miracles. The famous adage, if we don't make Havdalah, the opposite, if we don't make Kiddush, we don't separate, then Hashem makes Havdalah. As Chazal tells us, Rashi brings it in the end of Parashas Kedoshim. V'avdil eschem min ha'amim liyos li. If you're separate from intermarriage with the nations, you're mine. And if not, I'm going to throw you to Nebuchadnezzar, to Hitler. And this is the course of our history through the ages.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.